Today we want to talk about healing the sick. You know, Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And Jesus commissioned the 12 to preach the kingdom of God, to preach repentance, to cast out devils, and to heal the sick. He did the same thing with the 70 and with all that he called, even all of his apostles, and throughout the book of Acts and into the epistles. We see that he that does miracles among you, and all of these things, did he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Miracles were happening all the way through the New Testament, and it was confirming the word and the gospel of the kingdom. It should be taking place today. Our churches have taught us these things are not in operation today. Once in a while, somebody will pray, "Not my will, but God's be done." And once in a while, somebody might get healed. But Jesus' commission was to preach the gospel, cast out devils, and heal the sick. And that commission is still true today. So we're going to look at it from the scriptures. The apostle Peter was sent to the house of Cornelius to the Gentiles. And as he was there, he was commanded by God to speak all that God had wanted to say to the Gentiles through Peter. He preached the gospel. The Holy Spirit fell upon them. They were baptized in water. But during his sermon in Acts chapter 10, he said this about Jesus. And I want to read it. I quoted it just a moment ago. But in Acts 10:38, Peter said this: "God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, and with power, who went about doing good." Jesus went about doing good. He multiplied loaves and fishes. He was merciful to the poor. He even paid the taxes, a temple tax. He did a lot of good things. And when we think about doing good, we think of all the charitable organizations and the hospitals in the world today and the research we're doing to try to fight cancer and leukemia and different things like this. But I want you to notice what it says about Jesus. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good. Now, how did he do that? By building hospitals, by nonprofit organizations and doing charitable work? Well, he did. He gave to the poor a lot. But it specifically says here, Jesus went about doing good because he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. And that's what the Bible tells us is available to us today in Acts 1:8. After you receive the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is promised, Acts 1:8, you shall receive power, and you'll go around being my witness, proclaiming my name, and the signs and the wonders and the power will follow. And so Jesus went about doing good, healing all, it says, who went about doing good because he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. So he went about doing good, it says, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I want you to notice that. I don't know if you ever noticed that. Have you ever thought about going into a hospital or being in a hospital or being in a medical clinic? How many people are coming in for help that the Bible says really are oppressed by the devil? And so we give people pills and we give them pharmakia drugs in order to calm down their symptoms. But Jesus doesn't deal with symptoms. He deals with the root problem. And you know what the root problem is in many instances? In many instances, maybe not in all instances, but in many instances, people are oppressed by the devil. So Jesus went about doing good because he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. So he went about doing good, defining that as being healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, we have a natural body. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, the body is dead because of sin and the spirit is alive because of righteousness. And I believe what that means is our physical body has not yet been redeemed in the sense that it doesn't have its glorified state yet. And so the body is in a process of dying. The body is in a process of aging. The body is in a process of wearing down because of sin, in the earth and the effects of sin on the physical body. But there's going to be a resurrection and a glorification when the body will be actually changed. But Jesus went about doing good, and he didn't give glorification to the body, but he delivered that body where sin was having its effect and where Satan was taking advantage of that physical body by oppressing people with sickness that was of the devil. Amazing, isn't it? Let's look at over in Matthew chapter 18, Matthew chapter 8, and in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, when even was come, and that is when the evening came, they brought to Jesus many that were possessed with devils. And the word possession here does not mean necessarily ownership. It means that they were under the influence of an evil spirit in some way. And they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And, you know, the people of Jesus' day seemed to have more sense than we have today in our 20th century society. Because every sickness, every disease, everything that happens can be cured with a medical doctor and with a pill. And I'm not against doctors. And I'm not against medicine. But we try to cure everything with a drug. We try to cure everything with some kind of a medicine. And even the people of Jesus' day realized that what was going on there was a person was influenced in some way by an evil spirit. So they brought into Jesus the people that were oppressed by the devil. And it says he cast out the spirits with his word. This is Matthew 8:16. He cast out devils, demons, at the command of his word. And he healed all that were sick. Now, this is a fulfillment, it says here in Matthew 8:17, of what was written by Isaiah the prophet 700 years before Christ, when in the book of Isaiah it stated himself, that is the Messiah, would take our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. You know, I think of the Baptist preacher that lost his voice. This is true. He lost his voice, and he was a very good pastor, and the people loved him. So they said, well, we'll support you, pastor, until your voice comes back. Well, it never came back. And a year later, he had been to all kinds of doctors, and they couldn't help him. He didn't know what to do, and finally he got where he could whisper just a little bit, so they thought they'd let him try to teach a Sunday school class. And as he was trying to teach the Sunday school class, and it was being recorded, and he says, now we're talking about Isaiah 53, and Jesus bore our sicknesses, but it's just spiritual. It's just spiritual sicknesses. It's not physical sicknesses. It's just spiritual sickness. It's not physical sickness. And then he began to cry because the Baptist preacher said what God couldn't do, bear our physical sicknesses. He did in reality and healed the pastor right on the spot. And the pastor began to weep and to cry. And you can hear it on the Focus on the Family program. And I have it also on my website, DE Lessons, under one of my teachings on the audio section. The actual sound recording when God healed that Baptist preacher. You see, sickness many times, is the effect of an evil spirit afflicting the physical body. So Jesus cast out the spirit or spirits with his word because he had the authority, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet himself. Jesus, our Messiah, the Messiah, bore our infirmities and took our sicknesses away. Now, let's look at Luke chapter 18. Well, let's look at Luke chapter 13, first of all. Luke chapter 13. Beginning in verse 10, and Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, the churches, on the Sabbath. Okay? And in the church, people, in the church house, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, a spirit that caused her to be sick for 18 years. And she was bowed together and could no wise lift herself up. We would say she had curvature of the spine. She was bowed over, bent over, and could not lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called to that woman and says, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, just as we have authority. Mark 16, "And these signs shall follow them believe. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the religious people, rulers of the synagogue, were angry because Jesus healed. They couldn't deny the healing. Healed on the Sabbath day. There are 6 days men ought to work and be healed and not on the Sabbath. And the Lord said, "You hypocrite, don't you know if your ox fell into a hole or a ditch or something, would you leave him there? No. Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, having a covenant with God, whom Satan bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from her bond on the Sabbath day?" So we see here that in healing the sick, you have to cast out devils. And the Bible tells us, in Mark 16 again, that these signs shall follow the believer. And the first sign is, "In my name they shall cast out demons." We have been told that don't happen today. We don't have the power of the apostles. We don't have power. It's all been done away. The New Testament canon has been complete. But I'm telling you what, the devil is laughing because he's overcoming people with spirits of infirmities and diseases and demons and everything else. And even Christians don't think they can't do anything about it. It's not true. He's given exceeding greatness of his power to us who do believe. He always commissioned in the preaching of the gospel to cast out demons and to heal sicknesses. But because we don't believe it, we're too smart, we're too educated, we have to go to medical scientists and try to prove it, it's a molecule or something going on in the body and this and that, instead of dealing with many of these problems in a spiritual manner, we deal with them in a physical manner, and nobody can find a cure, can they? Because you can't cast out a devil by giving somebody a pill. The church needs to be restored. The church needs to again wake up and believe what the Bible's saying. Look what Luke chapter 18 says. Luke chapter 18. I hope I have this right. No, I don't have that right. Anyway, the verse that I was looking for, there it is right there. Luke chapter 8, not 18. I've written this down wrong, and I've got to correct this right now. I'm going to correct that right now. Luke chapter 8 and verse 2 says this. Luke 8, 2. "And a certain woman which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. Did you see that? We hardly ever think of somebody being healed of evil spirits. We think, well, they were healed of cancer, they were healed of arthritis, they were healed of this, they're healed of that. But Jesus is saying, and the Word of God is saying, that in many instances, if we want healing, we have to cast out demons. And in this particular verse, it says, this woman was healed of evil spirits. And of course, the infirmity left her when the evil spirits left her. Isn't that amazing? Then in Matthew chapter 17, this should encourage us to take up our authority that God has given us in Christ and to go forward with the power of the gospel just the way Jesus commanded us to do. Okay? Matthew chapter 17 and verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. He's a lunatic, sore vexed. He is oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to the disciples. They could not cure him because this little boy could not be cured. Well, healing's not for today. It's not for today. What did Jesus say? Then Jesus said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Bring him to me. The commission was for the apostles and for the disciples to cast out demons, and they did, and they were successful. But in this instance, they weren't successful. Oh, so it must not be God's will. It's the sovereignty of God that this man carry around these devils. This little boy carry around these devils is trying to throw him into fire, trying to throw him into water. It's God's will. It's the sovereignty of God. Oh, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. So just, oh, no, Jesus says, I've given you authority and I've given you power to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. And they said, well, why couldn't we cast them out? Well, he said, because you perverse and faithless generation, because of your unbelief. Jesus rebuked the devil, and that devil came out of that child, and that child was cured from that very hour. You know, my wife, the mother of my children, had asthma since she was a small girl. And we moved to West Texas. And there in West Texas, she had these terrible attacks of asthma. And we prayed and we fasted as a church. And then I think it was around 3 days. And then the Lord showed me that what my wife had was a spirit that was oppressing her. It was a spirit of fear. We cast it out. When it came out, asthma came out, and she was healed from that time forth. People, this is real. I've run out of time for today's teaching, but this is real. We need to be restored back to what God has told us to do and operate in the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.